Nicole, thank you so much for joining us for Alamogordo Now. We're starting off talking about a story that you've been working on, and that is taking a look at how the COVID-19 pandemic is changing education. What can you tell us about what you're finding out?
The Alamogordo High School is using this entire COVID-19 nightmare scenario where they're finding that there's some things that they can utilize when things become a little more normalized, such as the virtual landscape that allows education to be more flexible for some of the students that might be working or taking care of a sick relative, students who might otherwise have to leave school when they really don't want to. It's a discussion that I had with Principal Ken Moore over at Alamogordo High School, that the way school is done hasn't really changed. For instance, my mother graduated high school in 1967. I graduated in 1998. The format of school was the exact same for her as it was for me. You know, show up, sit down, get quiet, do your lessons, and go home. Because the world has changed. Technology has changed in leaps and bounds, especially between 67 and 98, and from 98 to now. It's that 50 years has changed so much. Certain things that kids are able to do now with the virtual landscape, that even though it's not perfect now, it's flexibility for those students and to allow the way school is done to evolve with the times. And granted, out here in Ontario County, there's still major issues with rural broadband expansion that the school actually, this past spring and summer, they installed some Wi-Fi hotspots throughout the county at some of the fire stations, and all the schools have hotspots on them so that the kids can at least download their work and then go home and work on it.
Okay, Nicole, we don't have a lot of time left, but I want to talk about Alamogordo Police issuing a warning to residents on the need to lock car doors. What can you tell us?
Throughout the last year or so, there's been a lot of car thefts where people have gone around to neighborhoods and opened up car doors and stolen things. And sometimes very expensive things like iPads and firearms and such. And a basic PSA is lock your car doors. You know, protect these things that you've worked hard to be able to afford and that you own to prevent these thefts from happening.
Nicole Maxwell is a reporter with the Alamogordo Daily News. Nicole, thanks for the update.
Thank you.